how we are going to change that.
Holding a town hall in South Carolina, Sanders saying attacks on Wall Street will fund his plan. Some critics say the plan would help higher-income Americans who don't really need the breaks. And a high-profile sex offender is getting out of prison today.
23-year-old Owen LaBrie, the prep school graduate from St. Paul's School in New Hampshire, convicted back in 2015 of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old classmate after being acquitted of raping the girl as part of a sexual conquest game called the Senior Salute.
Fox's Paul Stephen. This is Fox News.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and everything looks pretty good out on the roadways this morning. The boulevard's moving along pretty well, just delays at the traffic lights. If you are on the 31s, we don't have any big problems for you. There's a large crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area, so watch the traffic around you there. And if you're on the interstates, I-65 is moving along at a speed limit ride. We don't have any problems on I-85 other than a report of a wheelbarrow in the road near Perry Hill Road on 85 North, so look out for that. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm not only proud to have Lewis Lawn as a long-term sponsor on my radio shows here in Montgomery, proud to call them friends. It's impossible not to be friends with the Lewises. Their name is on the business. They're there, and they are among the nicest people I've met in my 13 years here in Montgomery. In the store, they have a great product line. All the big brand names in outdoor maintenance, Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products. Most importantly, when you buy something from Lewis Lawn, you can bring it back there for repair or service. So your purchase means something. That warranty card is something you can redeem right at the place you bought it. This is why the professionals choose Lewis Lawn and why I hope you will too. A great local business and real good citizens in our community. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., excepting holidays. And you can reach them at 244-9191. Have it.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Get ready to go 0 to 60K at Wind Creek Montgomery. Take the fast track to excitement and win your share of $60,000 or a 2019 Dodge Charger. Earn chances to win every Wednesday in June, and at the weekly drawing starting at 6 p.m., you could win a share of $5,000 free play. Then, at the grand prize drawing on June 26th, we're giving away a Dodge Charger SXT in our 0 to 60K giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A member of the famous Tuskegee Airmen has died. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend died last Friday in Southern California. He flew 142 combat missions during World War II. He was 99 years old. Public services will likely be held next weekend. Auburn University's Board of Trustees has voted to recommend Jay Gouge as the university's interim president. Now, if confirmed, Gouge will replace outgoing president Stephen Leith, who is leaving after 2 years on the job. Gouge earlier served for 10 years as Auburn's 18th president. And another candidate has joined the race for Montgomery mayor. Activist and business owner David Sadler made it official Saturday. Sadler says his platform is unity for the capital city. The election for Montgomery mayor is August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
So what is this, the third day of summer now? Seems like we've Seems like we've been in summer forever.
It's a month and third day.
We get into summer in May.
Jeez.
It's a month and third day.
Another hot and humid day today. Stop me when you've heard this before. High temperature around 94, triple digit heat indices. Now, this is a little different today. We normally talk about random afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. Today, though, could be different because we're watching a complex of storms coming out of Mississippi, so there could be some starting in later in the morning, showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be strong. We'll be watching the radar carefully. The storms will fade out tonight, low 74, then tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday with a high in the low to mid-90s, scattered mainly afternoon and evening storms. There's that phrase. And then rain chances get a little bit better towards the end of the week around Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as a little trough of low pressure approaches the area. That could affect some weekend plans. Right now this morning, I mean, you want to talk about humidity? All right, it's 89%. How you like it? The temperature is 79 at 7:07.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
All right, so our next topic of the morning. Well, you had a list.
Yes, it's the top 10 cities where people are most likely to have affairs besides Millbrook.
Stop!
Wow.
Don't talk about Millbrook that way.
The
Wow.
Look at the time.
The top five are Orlando.
Ew.
Interesting. That's when you're going there with your kids for the Disney.
Yeah, so that one makes sense. How about the second one?
That makes sense. Why does that make sense?
Well, no, I mean, no, that one, you could say, yeah, okay, I got you. But Newark, New Jersey.
Isn't there an airport there?
There is, and I've been to it.
And it's not my favorite airport either.
It's a horrible airport.
It's a terrible airport. St. Louis, only, I'm guessing, because there's nothing else to do in St. Louis.
And there, doesn't St. Louis
There's
have a
the
slogan?
Arch.
Yeah, they have the arch, yeah. Oh, boy.
What is the slogan in St. Louis?
Let me look that up.
The slogan for St. Louis is...
St. Louis slogan.
We're not Kansas City. I don't know. St. Louis slogan.
I thought they had a slogan. I'm not...
The
I'm
city
not
by the
that.
River, maybe? No?
I'm not getting any kind of a nickname or anything.
No nickname?
Independence City is something that they're calling?
The Gateway to the West.
Gateway to the West, yeah.
You know, Pittsburgh.
That's number what?
Pittsburgh is number four on the top list of people's cities where they're most likely to have an affair. And, of course, on everyone's list...
Nicaragua.
No. Fremont, California.
What?
Why? What?
Why Fremont, California? That's the deal. And then other people on other towns on the list were Atlanta, Cincinnati, Las Vegas. Yeah, I mean I can see
Atlanta, Las Vegas. I understand
Tampa, and Gilbert, Arizona. Well, we all were thinking that
Gilbert, Arizona.
That's so random.
Gilbert.
Fremont, California, Gilbert, Arizona,
and then
Newark, New Jersey.
If we would have went farther down the list, it would have been Owosso.
No. Oh, man.
Those are strange.
Those are random towns.
Yeah, really. Orlando, Florida. Was that number one?
Orlando was number one where you were most likely to have an affair.
That I don't get. Like, how is Vegas lower than Orlando?
I don't know, but... There was some weird stuff on that list. Like, where did Fremont, California come in?
I have no idea. And Arizona. Gilbert, Arizona.
Gilbert, Arizona. All right.
Never planned my vacation to Gilbert, Arizona. I don't even know what's in Gilbert, Arizona.
I'll Google. Are you Googling?
Gilbert.
You look like you're Googling,
Arizona.
So I'll let you Google.
A bunch of guys catch a grandma as she jumps off a roof. Somebody shot a video of five beefy dudes catching a grandma as she jumps off the roof of a one-story house. Hey, grandma, if you're really looking to do yourself in, a one-story house is probably not going to do it. She doesn't seem to be in danger. There's just a something. Anyway, she lands safely in the guy's arms, and everybody laughs and cheers.
The beefy dude's arms?
Including grandma. According to the Post, it was barbecue and drinks, so alcohol played a role in this jumping incident?
Of course it did. When does...
I mean, my grandma can just barely get herself up to the couch or the recliner. I couldn't see her scaling the house and getting on top of the roof.
Tomorrow we'll talk about grandma got run over by a reindeer.
True story.
Yeah, it happened.
What are you groaning about?
That song.
It is
my stepdad had Dr. Demento's Christmas album, and that was one of the jams on there.
It's just one of those things that you love it as you're growing up, and then by the time you're whatever age, you're done with it. You're completely done with it.
That's like the Streak and so many others.
I had a Ray Stevens VHS tape that had all the little music videos for all his tunes. So good.
Yeah.
Hey, later this morning we can talk about the top 8 foods that some people store in the fridge and some people don't.
You know, we had this situation last night at my house.
Because
there's a stick of butter that's, you know, I don't have a proper butter dish, but it's on the counter.
Butter can
stay
out.
Soft, right?
Butter can stay off.
And so husband uses it for his mashed potatoes last night or whatever, for his baked potato. And he said, I think this butter is bad. And I said, it can't be bad.
No.
And he said, it's been out on the counter for, and I was like, no, it doesn't go bad. And so I looked it up and was like, we're good for like 6 to 10 months on this, babe.
Yeah, and it's nice and soft, too. Tomatoes.
Yeah.
You don't have to refrigerate tomatoes.
I do, though. But
some people do. Peanut butter can stay on the shelf, you know.
People refrigerate peanut butter?
Well, we used to at our house in Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your mic's not on.
I've never considered refrigerating peanut. Wouldn't that make it even harder
to
spread?
Scoop
out of the...
I just naturally thought that it would go bad, but it doesn't go bad.
Oh, I never thought to put it... jam. I put jam and jellies in the fridge. But
what about yo?
Rich.
Oh, that's Rich.
Oh, man. Hey,
we got a call from James P.
Hey.
Hey, James.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing.
Yep, we're doing.
Okay, good. I was just interested about New Jersey when y'all mentioned that, because I used to have to live up there when school. It was the dumpiest place I'd ever been.
Right.
Aww.
And so I looked up interesting facts about New Jersey, and I figured out why they have so much affairs. Incest is legal in New Jersey.
Incest is legal?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Ew.
I don't even want to Google that.
Go Google it. Put incest.
Jay doesn't want that on his Google history.
I don't even want the question of, is that legal in New Jersey on my... That just be like, why are you thinking of moving?
No.
But anyway, I thought y'all would want to know that. Y'all have a nice day.
All right,
you
thank
too,
you,
James.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought we would like to know
yeah,
that as well.
That's so warm and fuzzy.
Still, regardless,
it's icky.
I don't get it.
It's very icky.
Oh, we have biscuit tickets to give away today.
Do we?
We do.
Oh, my land.
What game?
That one?
Wednesday's.
Wednesday's game.
Yeah, Wednesday's game. Okay. So we're giving away tickets today for
Wednesday. Are we going to do biscuits and seafood bistro together, or are we going to do them separately?
We can do that. It's no problem.
I'll let you decide.
Then we're going to do that.
All right.
I'm going to make that decision now. We're going to do that. We're getting close to a break here. We're going to take that break. I was just checking my time. That's all I was doing, seeing how much time we got in
between. Y'all, we're going to take this first day to really kind of get settled in.
Yeah, well, I mean...
And then tomorrow...
You say we're taking the first day. We're probably going to take the next 3 days to get settled in.
And then Rich will leave, and it's just me and you.
Friday should be interesting. But I'm sure you guys will be just entertaining.
I will be something.
Yeah. The Gregless Radio this morning is because Greg is on his way to go see Goose in South Florida.
You have to say it like Greg. You have to do the goose.
Goose.
And then he's left his Menchuini.
That's the one you try for?
Oh, God,
Oh, good God.
This light's going to explode over my head, just so y'all know what that sound is.
Or my head's going to explode from that light, one or the other. Oh.
This exploding light is brought to you by
traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your 7 o'clock hour, and traffic looks great this morning. We don't have a lot of problems for you. If you are on the interstates, they are both up at a speed limit ride. Traffic on the boulevard is building up, but there's only slowdowns around the traffic lights at this time. Traffic on the 31s looks pretty good this morning. There's a big crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area, so watch the cars around you there. And there is quite a bit of traffic headed into the downtown area. Be careful on Madison Avenue and on South Union Street if you're coming off of I-85. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The hot weather is here, and the good times are right around the corner at Adams Motorsports. My friend Terry Adams, you know him. The much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime has incredible deals from all the major manufacturers of outdoor fun. Now, let's start with jet skis. Kawasaki, the originator of the jet ski, Terry gets an allotment of those every year based on the previous year's sales. And every year, he sells out his allotment. I would not take a chance that there's going to be one there in another month. When you want one now, go see Terry, get your deal done. Kawasaki and all the manufacturers that they carry at Adams Motorsports put their money behind their product. So the credit standard is friendly and you can get what you want. He can get you on the road or off-road or on the water tomorrow. They turn it around very quickly at Adams Motorsports. So stop by and see Terry and his team. Super low interest rates being offered by Polaris. 3.99% APR with rebates up to $1,500 and more on their amazing product line. 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Get your credit app started. Browse the inventory and some great pre-owned options at AdamsMotorsports.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the present bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy. After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Judell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
What's today? Monday?
Monday.
Recovery Monday.
Monday?
Oh, already?
Where did the time go?
What do you mean Monday?
I hate Mondays.
Yeah, where'd the time go?
Mondays are the worst.
Oh, I hate Mondays.
And so begins another wonderful work week.
No!
Okay. Are you done?
Let's get back to work. Showtime.
And now it's time for
Random
facts. My mic was
not on.
Yeah, my mic wasn't even on, so it doesn't even matter.
So that's convoluted enough, I reckon.
Those of us in the studio, including Bailey, heard it.
And thought it was fantastic.
Actually, Bailey's asleep, so.
Yeah, that's what this show does to her, and probably many others.
Don't really help y'all spring out of bed now, do we?
Did you know human procrastination is considered a complex psychological behavior because of the wide variety of reasons that people do it? Although we often attribute our procrastination to laziness, research shows that it is more likely to be caused by anxiety, depression, a fear of failure, Yeah. Or to reliance on abstract goals.
Okay.
So, it's not laziness. You just have a lot of things going on.
Hey.
That keep you from doing those things. Did you know?
Did my headphones get louder, or did the master volume go up?
What? What?
Okay.
Touched anything.
Just seems a little strong. Continue your segment, Jay.
Did you know? Chernobyl. That seemed loud to me.
Yeah.
Has been safe to visit since 2011. And most of the danger is not from radiation, but it's from the unmaintained structures that are
around the area. Think about that.
It's also high on the list for
affairs,
too.
Let's go to Chernobyl, honey.
That's
right. Take the kids. Let's go visit. What is their tourism ad?
I don't know, but pretty soon they're going to be getting as many tourists as the Dominican Republic, right?
Yikes.
Come to Chernobyl.
Have a great vacation.
Mm. I still need to watch that HBO series. I haven't watched that yet.
I haven't seen it either.
But I do plan on watching it soon. Did you know that birds are able to see and use the Earth's magnetic field?
Yes.
To migrate?
Yes.
It's due to a protein that's in their eyes, and that protein is called CRY4, C-R-Y-4. To them, the Earth's magnetic field appears to be a bright haze in the sky in the direction of north or south. Their brain even produces this protein during the migration season.
Oh.
Yeah. You got any CRY4? I need some CRY4.
Yeah, I'm curious how they find out.
What is CRY3, 2, and 1?
Right, exactly.
They didn't work.
Did you know that Morgan Freeman... I can't do any kind of impression of Morgan Freeman. I have tried so many times.
Yeah.
But I can't do it. He turned down a drama scholarship because he dreamed of being an Air Force fighter pilot.
Aww.
He spent 4 years as a tracking radar repairman, and at age 65, he finally earned his private pilot license.
Oh, that's cool.
Never give up.
I like that.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hello. I like that.
Did you know? A 1931 production of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
With Lon Chaney?
This is not Lon Chaney. I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe it is. It might. I don't know.
Tell your fact.
I'm just looking. Let's see. John Barrymore was originally asked to play the lead role.
That was 1920 for Lon Chaney. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, yeah.
This was 1931. Their production of this used a practical effect of makeup invisible under red light and a pair of red and green lamps to transform the actor between Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
They improvised.
Yes. I'm trying. They show an effect in question there. Oh, that is really interesting.
If they can't see it, we need to not dwell on it.
Whatever, but I still want to show the two of you. Here is the effect.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's immediate. Oh. Let me show you there, Richard.
You can definitely tell the difference.
It's an immediate effect. Like this, she looks fine, and then all of a sudden...
She doesn't.
No, she does not. She looks like Scamp the Tramp.
Scamp the Tramp.
That's the ugliest dog, by the way.
Yeah, callback from earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Did you know the difference between, speaking of the effects from that film, the difference between special effects and visual effects? Do you know what the difference is?
No.
Yes, but...
Well, you make that noise like you're annoyed by that question.
I know it in my head, and I've told you this before. I can't ever seem to get the wise and intelligent thoughts from my head out of my mouth correctly. So
you had a tough time explaining that.
Yeah.
Say, if that's any example.
I know so many things that I can't share with people because I have a problem speaking, yet I'm in radio.
Yeah, okay, so the difference here is that special effects are realized on set, whereas visual effects are added afterwards.
Oh, okay. No, all right, well, that makes sense. I got that.
I gotcha.
Yeah, that's so nicely and succinctly put, which is not what would have happened had I attempted to say anything.
The first comment says, special effects fire is flash paper and gasoline. Visual effects fire is fire_24.mov.
Oh, that's great. That's really good.
Did you know that over 16 million animals served in World War I? Both sides had large cavalries. Camels were used in desert campaigns. Dogs and pigeons carried messages. Canaries were used to detect gas. And cats and dogs were trained to hunt rats in the trenches. Various animals were used as mascots as well. Did you know in 2009, a retired policeman named Geraint Wolford.
What?
I know, G-E-R-A-I-N-T. Geraint Wolford. He was admitted to a hospital in North Wales, and he ended up next to another retired policeman with the exact same name. The men were not related.
Oh, no.
They had never met.
They amputate something?
No. It doesn't go dark.
Okay.
They were not related. They'd never met. And they were the only two people in the UK with that name.
I was sure you were going to say that the guy scheduled for, like...
right, yeah.
Some sort of amputation was... They picked the wrong guy.
That's awful. Nope,
none of that happened. Here's a cat fact for you.
Cat fact!
I don't have the thing, but here's a cat fact. Nearly 60% of all pet cats in the United States are overweight or obese.
And they're beautiful chunks.
Fat chunks.
Chunky cats. Oh, Lord, he coming. Have you seen the big fat black cat on the treadmill? And she's having none of it.
Oh, she completely goes limp.
She just does the whole roadkill thing and just bloop.
I'm not going to. This she's is not for me. It. I'm just going to lay down and let it drag me off the end.
Meanwhile, my cats make sure I'm not dead by 6 a.m. every morning, like on the weekends and stuff, because they're used to being fed at like 5. So.
Did you know that tortoises.
Tortoise?
Maybe. Tortoise. Right. Here comes a herd of tortoise.
What? I'm going to Google that while you tell your fact.
I believe it's tortoises, but I don't know. Okay. They don't have a diaphragm, so they use their legs to contract and constrict their lungs.
Oh.
Essentially, tortoises use their legs to breathe, so holding them still would cause them to suffocate.
Oh, wow. Geez,
I didn't know that.
And it is tortoises.
That is a random fact.
Go ahead.
Tortoise fact.
Yeah.
You have that "and" in your voice that makes it sound like it's the last random fact.
It is the last random fact.
And
finally, did you know about Joel Youngblood?
No.
What about it?
Oh, he's a baseball player.
Yeah.
Oh, Greg would have.
Probably would have. If he's listening right now, he's probably spitting out this random fact right now.
I bet he's listening to MLB Network. Go ahead.
Possibly. Joel Youngblood is the only Major League Baseball player to get hits for two teams on the same day.
What? How does that happen?
As a member of the Mets, he played an afternoon game against the Cubs. After that game, he was traded to the Expos, which played that night against the Phillies in Philadelphia.
Oh, that is the coolest fact of all. That is so cool.
Trying to figure out, let me see if I can tell you what year this was. Because in 1922, the Cubs and Cardinals played a doubleheader. Max Flack of the Cubs and Cliff Heathcote of the Cardinals were traded for each other between the two games. Neither one had a hit in the first game of the doubleheader, but both players got a hit in the second game. But that's how fast trading can go. This was in 1982.
You're kidding me!
August 4th, 1982, Youngblood became the only player ever to get a hit for two teams in two cities on the same
day. Played a day game, played a night game. That is so cool.
Yep.
I never knew that.
I didn't know you could trade in the middle of.
They've done it where you suited up for one game and then you were on a plane. Yeah. Yeah.
You can, that's trading.
Actually, there's a trade deadline coming up here. I think at the end of this month.
And they can just be like, nah, okay, we're good. We're good. As you grab a Powerade and you get back in the dugout. Nah, keep walking, bruh.
I remember the last day of the season this year, the spring season, the guy for the Braves, and I can't remember which one it was, he didn't know whether he was going to be in Tampa that night or stay with the Braves. He had no idea where his plane was going that day.
Mm-hmm. Teams may trade only players currently under contract from the end of the previous World Series through July. Trades between two or more major league teams may freely occur at any time. Hmm. And apparently it takes nothing at all to make that happen.
Wow.
So.
Pretty cool.
And those are all of your random facts.
I suggested some. I have three suggestions. You don't have to use any of them, but I sent some to you.
No, that's fine. While we caucus on a random facts question, Emily is going to have a segment real quick.
Oh!
And tell us about Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Okay, well, so you guys have heard me talk to you about Dr. Jeff Pasley for a while now up at Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Millbrook. We've talked about a lot of things, like how they strive to provide complete care for all of their patients, and that's something that we really want to focus on, because it's not just you walk in there, you get fixed up, you leave, and that's the end of your wellness journey. That's just the beginning. You'll learn how to take care of yourself, even everything from changing your posture to maybe looking at how you sit at work. If you have a desk job and you're suffering from back pain, neck pain, things like that, just even the way you sit in your desk chair or the type of desk chair that you have is bad news bears when trying to stay on top of that. Your chiropractic health can affect everything from headaches to your flexibility. So don't be stiff. Don't deal with these things on your own where you're dependent on pain medication to get through the day. Call Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic and get on the road to wellness. That number is 285-8483, 285-8483. Super flexible scheduling, which is so important for those of you working in the River Region. 7 to noon and 2 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 7 to noon on Tuesday and Thursday. Give them a call and get on your road to wellness with Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Are we asking a question?
We are.
Should I get ready to answer the phones at 272-9228?
Yeah, you should do that.
Okay, all
you
right.
You or Bailey?
Bailey, how are those opposable thumbs coming?
How's that motivation coming, by the way? Is she still laying on the ground?
No, she's looking at Rich now.
She heard her name.
That's right. All right, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the birds that see the Earth's magnetic field due to a protein in their eyes.
Ooh!
Called what?
That's a good question. Good job, guys.
And it's apparently not the first, second, or third variation of it either.
Well, wait just to tee it up there.
Of course I'm teeing it up.
Why? 272-9228.
Because it's Monday and it's summer and we want the phones to ring. And yeah, yay.
Like no, look, there's two.
Oh, my God.
People want to talk to us.
Please talk to us, people. Stop
the so. I'm going to cry twice, three times.
Do what? Oh.
Never mind.
You probably just gave it away.
I don't know. I don't know. If they call, they probably know the answer.
Well, look at those calls that are coming in. It's so great to see this.
God, you sound like Bill Cosby.
This is the greatest.
This is the best.
Go to line one.
Let's go to line one. Talk to Keith from Santa. Hey, Keith.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing?
Hello.
Hey, we're making it. How are you doing?
We're doing great. I'm pulling into a parking deck.
Oh.
All right.
Well, hopefully we don't lose your signal or anything. I don't know how well
phones do. Yeah, for the old JMB.
Hey, what's this magic protein in the eyes of birds that help them with their navigation?
Cry4.
That is it.
That's correct.
Congratulations. You got it. It is Cry4. We don't know about Cry1, 2, or 3. Yeah,
they didn't work.
But we know about Cry4.
Yeah.
So, Well, congratulations, Keith. You got yourself a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet.
Yay!
What's the name, Millbrook?
Eight.
Oh, is that the one you go to?
There you go.
Yeah. Well, no, you go to the...
Yeah, so that's kind of closer for us.
I got you.
Got
all
you.
Right. Well, thanks, right. Keith.
Yeah, have thanks so much.
Hold on day. A second.
All right. Oh, I hung up on him.
Oh, my God, Keith. Jay, have you ever Keith, used call the back. Phone before?
Keith, call back. Call back, Keith.
We need information from you.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
That's a J bad.
It's my first day.
We need your credit card number.
It's my first day doing this.
I mean, in
this.
All fairness, we're in different seats.
Just you know, trying to get it right. Let's talk to Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Ah, we're doing pretty good. We already got a winner on this, but thanks so much for hanging on
hey,
the line.
Hey, Jason, do you happen to know the baseball player that got two hits in one day for two different...
Joel Youngblood.
Very good. Very good. What year was that, you think?
1982.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
You're
Jason's
cooking with gas.
All over it.
Yep. Perfect. Thanks, man.
Y'all have a great day.
All right. Yep, you too. And we'll talk to Linda. Hey, Linda.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, Chernobyl is the vacation hotspot.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking.
I like that. Yeah.
The vacation hotspot.
Folks who are now changing their reservations from the Dominican Republic are latching on to Chernobyl. Right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Have you seen the beautiful beaches of Chernobyl? And thanks so
you
much.
You know, there are people that live there permanently.
Yeah, right.
There are, yeah. And there's a lot of animals that live there permanently as well.
Right. That's what they do. They're caretakers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right.
Thanks, Linda.
We appreciate it, Linda. Thank you for calling.
All right. Have a
Bye-bye.
Good day.
And yeah, that's right.
Luckily, we got Keith back on the line because I hung up on him.
Yeah.
I felt bad about that.
Yeah.
Trying to get used to this side of the table that I'm not used to. So
in the Greg chair.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break here, get a look at what we got coming up. We got traffic. I think we got some weather in this break as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we'll knock out weather first since I got you here.
10-4.
And we'll do that.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
This will be day 4 of the triple-digit heat indices, and I get to say that a lot over the next few months. The heat index yesterday was at, I think we peaked at 106 yesterday, 108 on Saturday, and something like 109 on Friday. So it's been really, really incredibly hot. And that's going to continue today with a high temperature, I think, around 94. Now, there are some thunderstorms that are now entering Alabama's western counties, a complex of storms that have to be monitored. In other words, we could see, in some areas, some storms by mid-morning as this dying complex of storms, which has been terrorizing states to the west of us in the overnight hours, moves into the area. And then we'll see a regeneration of storms later. So there's a decent chance you might encounter a shower or storm. I missed them over the weekend at my house. Maybe you got some. But the storms will fade out overnight tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, high temperature in the low to mid-90s, scattered mainly afternoon and evening storms around, and the rain chances get better by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And right now, this morning, with 79 degrees and an incredible dew point of 76, ouch, it's partly cloudy here at 740.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of our 7 o'clock rush hour, and things look really good out on the roadways this morning. The boulevard is busy, but everybody's moving along okay. If you're on I-85, we don't have any problems for you. I-65 is starting to show our morning slowdown around the downtown area, so be careful there. We do have one accident to tell you about. It's on Forest Avenue right at I-85, so be careful if you're in that vicinity. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Auburn University's Board of Trustees has voted to recommend Jay Gouge as the university's interim president. If confirmed, Gouge will replace outgoing president Stephen Leith, who is leaving after 2 years on the job. Gouge earlier served for 10 years as Auburn's 18th president. A member of the famous Tuskegee Airmen has died. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend died last Friday in Southern California. He flew 142 combat missions during World War II. He was 99 years old. And another candidate has joined the race for Montgomery mayor. Activist and business owner David Sadler made it official Saturday. Sadler says his platform is unity for the capital city. The election for Montgomery mayor is August 27th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You want something that'll make an immediate difference in your electric bills? And I'm not talking about a small percentage. I'm talking at minimum 30%. Pick up the phone, call 802-FOAM, F-O-A-M, and talk to our buddy Wade Cannon at MasterFoam. MasterFoam is the ultimate insulation. And the simple comparison is this. If you have a styrofoam cup, you know that it protects your fingers from hot coffee much better than a paper cup does. Same sense, a styrofoam cup will also keep your ice lasting longer because it is the ultimate insulator. MasterFoam can be installed in an existing home, and it will lower your attic temperature from 120 to 30 degrees in the hottest of weather down to 80. When it's that low, your AC unit doesn't have to work as hard. Your electric bills go plunging down. And you also do your AC unit a big favor because it's not going to have to work as hard. It should last longer. So the payback is more than just money. You get an extended life on your AC unit. Same thing in the coldest weather. It keeps the cold out so your furnace doesn't have to work as hard. And these lowered energy costs will make a big difference when those monthly bills come around. If you're in the planning phase of building a home, MasterFoam, you should call them immediately and make sure that new home is insulated with this product. Because in those instances where they can do the complete house, you'll save 50% on your energy costs. Again, talk to Wade Cannon, great guy. He can explain more at 802-FOAM or do your online research at masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From the Fox Business Network, two casino companies are merging. Eldorado Resorts is buying Caesars Entertainment in a deal valued at $18 billion. The combined company will be called Caesars. Caesars has 53 properties. Eldorado owns and operates 26. The FBI is investigating medical testing company Ubiome. It's looking into whether it sought payment for unnecessary tests and used improper billing codes. Ubiome's business was based on testing microorganisms in a patient. patient's body. Nike apparently will not see a significant impact from footwear tariffs on imports from China. Susquehanna Financial Group says Nike manufactures about 26% of its shoes and apparel in China, though only a small portion of those products, under 10%, make it to the U.S. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
You had it easy dumping your kids off at school, but now you've got to entertain them for the next 3 months. Take your kids to Camp Child Labor. At Camp Child Labor, your kid will get plenty of fresh air out in the field, digging, hoeing, picking fruits and vegetables, and learning the importance of an education. They'll get 3 meals a day and 2 breaks, but then it's back to work at Camp Child Labor.
Get back to work!
And when summer's over, your child will be so happy to see you, and they'll be excited to go back to school. Camp Child Labor, not entirely legal. Please read the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 before enrolling.
That was kind of interesting.
That's one of those things I found. Actually,
please read the.
Yeah, I actually went and got audio today.
You act like this is a.
Normally I don't. Because normally I don't have the login, but I did.
At the radio time. Market?
Yeah. At the actually went shopping at the radio market this morning.
Yeah, I went down there and got me some fresh audio.
Yeah. Picked up a few bits there. And
I squeezed this one and I squeezed this one.
It's pretty fresh there. Some pretty good stuff.
Anyway, what do we got next?
What's up?
I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about this Air Canada lady who was...
That's right. They got stuck on her flight.
Yeah, so she earlier this month, a woman who fell asleep on an Air Canada flight somehow got left on the plane. I don't know how they do that. Do they look up and down the aisles and... Was she slumped over and they couldn't see her? I don't know. Anyway, she woke up and the plane was cold, dark, and parked. And she managed to get the door open, used a flashlight to signal for help. Air Canada is still investigating how this could have happened. She was on a flight from Quebec back to her home in Toronto. It was kind of a short flight.
You know, I think it was like a 90-minute flight.
It was a short flight. And she got forgotten. Her phone was dead, so she couldn't call for help. Luckily, a crew member was driving around and saw her. Air Canada says they don't know how this happened.
Well,
it's a little disturbing.
Okay, so Jay took... That's whatever to knock himself out.
So they woke you up.
He was on the red eye. They woke you up.
I can't remember what that was. It was years ago. So
yeah,
and I mean years ago.
Like where? You got to think. Where was she sitting? Is she a tiny? Is she small?
I was going to say. Did they look up and down and say, "Nope, there's nobody here"?
How big was the plane?
Right.
Yeah.
See, that's when the diligence or the lack of it, I guess, falls on the air crew.
Yeah.
Because apparently, after every flight, they go through and they clean out the trash that people leave behind, usually. Not the stuff that people stuff in the seat back, in the seat pockets.
Yeah, I know.
They just clean out the visible trash that's sitting in somebody's seat.
They don't even brush the crumbs off the seat. I mean, hashtag real talk. Unless you're in first class, but I wouldn't know anything about that.
Here's a woman who is up for Mother of the Year. This woman in Arizona left her 9-year-old son at McDonald's.
That was going to be one of our
morning maroons.
Morning maroons. Okay. All right.
See, well. I've got the lady who left her kid at McDonald's.
All right.
To go gamble.
Right.
That's probably what was that place in Arizona? Gilbert,
where they have a high affair rate.
I've also got that guy that threw poop at a judge.
Yeah,
still got acquitted.
There's that one.
And then there's one where a guy tried to pull over his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
But he was impersonating a police officer.
Oh.
Tried to pull over his ex-girlfriend, but pulled over 3 city council members.
Oh, wow.
Instead.
Bad.
Bad, bad, bad.
So those is who I got for
Maroons. All right. Well, that's just a little preview then of our...
There was some good news, though. A guy who burned his truck rescuing people from a fire. A guy in California burned his Toyota Tundra up last year rescuing people from the deadliest wildfire in state history.
Yeah, I remember that one.
So he was in an intensive care unit. Alan Pierce is an intensive care unit nurse in Paradise, California. He risked his life to save his patients from the Camp Fire, which was the deadliest wildfire in state history. He used his Toyota Tundra to shuttle patients to safety when the fire spread and got too close to the hospital. He went back and forth multiple times. The flames got so close, his doors were charred and his taillights melted. But he didn't have to worry about replacing it because Toyota heard about the story and decided to replace it with a brand new car.
It's a new car. Tell them about it, Jay Stewart.
It's a brand new Toyota Tundra. And they made a few modifications. They added a heavy-duty roof rack, bigger tires, a lift kit, and an onboard CO2 tank.
That's nice. That is nice. I like that.
The coolest part on this story says his charred doors were kind of like a badge of honor, so they did a custom paint job for him to recreate the look on the truck. They even gave it some texture where the paint on his old truck had boiled and bubbled up.
Right.
Wow.
They gave him the new truck last November, but recently surprised him with the custom paint job. And the first photos of it you can find on Facebook.
Over the weekend in the Gulf of Mexico, scientists took a video of a giant squid, 10 to 12 feet long, off the coast of Louisiana in the Gulf of Mexico. I didn't know we had squid in the Gulf of Mexico.
I didn't either.
Now, maybe that has to do with climate change. I'm kidding.
Doubt it.
I mean, but everybody likes to say, oh, well, we didn't have that years ago.
This is a directionally challenged squid.
That's right.
You know, they wander.
Took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
That's what I thought as well. All right, got a break here with traffic coming up. We got traffic on the way. And what else is on the way? We'll probably bring us to the top of the hour as well, so we'll see about it. But
Regulus Radio continues.
Jay Scott thought process.
Yeah,
that's how it works. Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through your Monday morning rush hour, and we have a busy morning out on the roadways, but no big problems for you. The boulevard is moving along pretty well. We don't have any problems other than slowdowns around the big intersections. If you're on the 31s, there's a big crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area, so be careful there. If the interstate is part of your early morning travels, I-85 is moving along just fine. We don't see any delays there. If you're coming out of Prattville on I-65 southbound, look out around the river bridges because we are slowing down there again this morning. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's my policy to never suggest you spend money where I haven't spent my own. And that's why I'm a proud three-time purchaser at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, and suggest the next time you have need for an extra vehicle or you have a new driver in the family, you start your shopping with Tip Tames and that incredible team they've got at Jack Ingram. First of all, it's not going to be like your typical or what you perceive to be your typical used car shopping experience. The utmost in professionalism. They have a great inventory of all types of vehicles. In fact, I bought basically what was a brand new Rogue, but it was a signature used car with only 2,000 miles on it. I was able to get the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper mileage. And you know what else I did? I lowered my payment by $130 a month. I'll tell you, that is a great team of people there, and we are not once, but twice, but three times very happy with the deals we got at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass, but you can browse online because they're proud of those cars. They've all got good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies. And you can shop with confidence because the Ingram team of mechanics has carefully vetted the quality of the engine in every single vehicle. JackIngram.com or stop by and see Tip and his team. The Budells have done it three times, and we will be back.
May I
help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas. Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And welcome back. Just a few things before we hit our top of the hour break here.
Yes.
Some of the stupid news extras that we had here. McDonald's just rolled out a new Kansas City Stack Burger.
What, why would they call it a Kansas? What is it?
I don't exactly know why. What the difference is. The point of this is that they rolled out the Kansas City Stack Burger in the U.K.
Oh. So it's not like they can really get to Kansas City and...
Oh, so it's like a novelty American kind of thing.
Apparently, but people from the actual Kansas City are confused.
Right.
It's just a bacon double cheeseburger. And for whatever reason, they're not happy about it being sold in the UK.
So why did we get singled out, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem...
It's beef, and you think of... I guess when you think of Kansas City, you don't start looking up seafood restaurants, huh? Right?
No, but...
You go to a steakhouse if you're going to be in Kansas City. I've never been to a conference yet in Kansas City.
So saying it's like I feel like fast food restaurants or whatever can go overseas and say, hey, this is Carolina barbecue, right. And it's like molasses based, and right. That's not right. Carolina barbecue. Well, the majority of Carolina barbecue is that yellow mustard vinegary based stuff.
And what's everybody knows?
What's the ice cream? What's the ice cream that actually came out of like Brooklyn? A Haagen-Dazs? Is it? It's not.
Yeah, it's completely made up.
Yeah.
Just here's some umlauts.
Yeah.
We just throw some umlauts over this.
No, basically give it that name and then kick the price up a little bit, and that'll do it.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Someone pulled a hammer during a road rage incident in Pennsylvania.
There was. Did you see about the stat? Like, dude had a knife, I think, in Fairhope. There was road rage in Fairhope. And I say it like that because Fairhope is so nice and so pristine.
And there's more lightning there.
Yeah, I know.